It's time for your morning pep talk with Jenna Barr and the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Jenna, you're back.
I'm back.
You're back. We're so glad
what
to see
it?
You.
Possum and Tammy are back together.
Oh, I am. Before this show is over today, we've got some other things to talk about. And, of course, we hope we'll get some folks send us a text and phone calls. I know you spent a little time on your vacation in California.
Oh, yeah.
It's a different world landscaping out in the
every
West.
Way.
And I'd just like to kind of get your impression of it. And I know you're probably glad to get home where things are green and you're out of the desert and all
we
of that.
So. Nice clean beaches to walk on, all
absolutely.
The things. I shared a little bit the other day with our listeners how different California is. I really loved Utah and Arizona. Nevada was a bit hot, but I do want you to be able to hop into the conversation today. 850-437-1620. This is the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. If you have a picture to share, please do so. I took a lot of pictures. I joked with people that my camera roll from vacation was 85% plants, and then the rest were my kids doing weird things. So the plants were overwhelmingly beautiful. Where it was lots of desert, and I wasn't used to just seeing rocks as people's front yards, that was weird to me.
It's all brown.
It's brown. Everywhere is brown. But then seeing those pops of color, the cactus flower.
Yes.
These big orange flowers that were growing on vines. You're like, how are you surviving out here? I'm so sorry. The Joshua trees. We got to see those out in the California desert. Lots and lots of succulents and cactus.
Absolutely. That's where they live. And absolutely, that's they're you know, it's a different type of landscaping, but it can be very, very effective. And California, of course, one example I always use, people always call me on the phone and say, Mike, I can't get my bird of paradise to bloom. How do I do that? And my comment to that is, you just have to let it go and do its own thing. But out in Los Angeles, they grow out of the cracks in the sidewalks.
Oh, yeah.
They're everywhere.
Everywhere.
And it's really, really unusual how they can do that out there. But here, you know, we have a little too much cold weather, a little too much hot weather. And so you're at the mercy of the plant if it's going to bloom at all. But out there, it's different. And there's so many plants out there. You look at them and say, what is that?
Yes. Well, you know what was actually beautiful and huge in California? Agapanthus.
Really?
Everywhere.
Is that
I felt
right?
Like, well, I felt really cool because I knew
like
what that was.
Oh, the agapanthus in Pensacola this
man.
Season have been spectacular.
They add that perfect pop of color.
Exactly.
To your yard.
Exactly.
Hey, 850-437-1620. This is the Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. If you have a question, I see a few popping in. Good morning to you. Mike has something
well,
he wants
to go
over.
Well, I just want to mention one thing, and this is, I'm going to state.
It's important.
I want to state the obvious here.
Yeah.
There is a storm that is developing, if you will, in the southwestern Gulf, mm-hmm. And some of the models show it kind of headed our way. Now, the forecast that I'm hearing is that this is not going to be that big a deal. Maybe a lot of rain and not as much wind as you would expect in a hurricane. However, Jenna, you and I both remember Sally, which wasn't supposed to be a big deal either. Remember, it's not going to be that big a deal. It's going to get through here. And, of course, that didn't hold true. So you just have got to be ready. So from a Garden Line standpoint, let me just once again, as I say, state the obvious.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, if we do look like we're going to get a lot of wind, all those plants you've got out on your patio and such as that, move them next to the house. If you can pick them up, if not too bad, move them next to that, kind of stack them together. And that way they probably won't get blown over by the wind. That's kind of what I do, and it seems to work. Obviously, get your patio furniture, put it in the garage, put it in a shed somewhere, put it in your den if you have to. Just you don't want that flying around. check your generator. If you have a generator, be sure it works. We haven't used it now since for a long time. And be sure your hurricane survival kit is all in order. And I always do this, especially your patio umbrellas. Put them somewhere else. It's like a flying javelin when the wind takes those things.
It's a weapon of mass destruction.
It really is.
Pin that down.
Be sure your propane tanks, you've got enough propane tanks. Now, this is if we had a bad storm and lost our electricity for a prolonged period of time, just like Ivan. You need to have your, if you have a grill, you know, and you be sure you've got, probably I'd say at least two propane tanks, because you may have to do your cooking on that. Take your bird feeder down, and just be ready to take care of yourself. You know, what do they say? The first 72 is on you.
Yeah.
And so just be ready doing all these things. And we all know that. We're all veterans of this. We know how to do it. But if you're new to Pensacola and maybe you haven't been through a hurricane season, best to be prepared, because these storms are unpredictable. You never know if they're going to grow or just going to go somewhere else and not bother us at all. But you need to be ready. So
that's right.
That's our hurricane advice from the Garden Line this morning.
Well, it doesn't hurt to start early. It doesn't hurt to have those extra tips. And we've seen a lot of people move here from out of state. They're not used to hurricanes, whether you've been through one or not, or if you've been through a tornado. Hurricanes are different. We saw people who got their electricity turned on after Sally after 2 days, and some people had almost 2 weeks because of the amount of damage. So better to be prepared, better to be safe and sorry than sorry. I did see a funny meme that said everybody moving to Florida from New York is going to move back after the first Category 1 hurricane, but Floridians call it a sprinkle.
Right.
Because we're tough like that.
We are tough.
850.
And Pensacolians are really tough. We've been through some tough ones.
Yes, panhandlers. Right, oh, my word. Well, I don't
tough.
Know if we can call them panhandlers. Panhandle people, Gulf Coast people. Just looking at Michael, Sally, and then think back to the flooding 7 years ago, all the tornadoes we've had. Tough as nails
Ivan,
here.
Dennis,
oh,
Opal, and Aaron, and even Frederick, which went back years
so
and years ago.
Many things.
There's so many, but we'll get through it. And
yes.
But be prepared. That's our message this morning.
Absolutely. 850-437-1620. That's the number you can text or you can call. We seem to pick up every single Garden Line right around 917. So make sure you go ahead and get those texts and pictures in. We do have a question that says, why do I get St. Augustine sprigs growing over, as in like they're jumping over the thick part growing in St. Augustine? So it's like those vines that kind of grow over your St. Augustine grass. Why does that happen?
Well, sometimes I think that's a function of thatch that's in your St. Augustine, which is simply old growth kind of underneath underneath the grass. I, quite frankly, am not a huge fan of de-thatching, especially on St. Augustine. I think sometimes it can work, sometimes it can not be the best thing you've ever done. I simply would get out early in the spring with a good stiff leaf rake and just rake it real good. Get some of that dead undergrowth, that thatch out of there. I think that might serve your purpose. But those sometimes when you see that grass jump like that, not a big deal. Just continue to mow the grass the regular way. And remember, 4 inches, that is critical on that St. Augustine. A lot of us, of course, will be going on vacation, taking trips, and you'll say, well, I'm going to just scalp it, I'm going to cut it down to 2 inches. That way it won't get too big while I'm gone.
Right.
No. Find a neighborhood teenager to mow your lawn while you're gone. Don't mow it too low. You know, 4 inches for St. Augustine, 3 inches for centipede, about 2 inches or so for zoysia. So that's what you need to do. But I don't think that grass jumping like that, I know exactly what you're talking about, is a big deal.
Okay. All right. That's a great reminder. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. 850-437-1620 is the number to call or text. Please feel free. We'd love to see your pictures. Hey, I mentioned to Mike that this recent issue or most updated issue of Magnolia Journal, if you don't know, Chip and Joe, Fixer Upper, the whole movement, right? They were talking about putting citrus trees, most particularly lemon trees, in pots. And I thought that was a little crazy. But, Mike, you say that's not so crazy.
I have a very, very good friend who who grows the best citrus ever, and every citrus tree he's got is in a pot. Now, the key is, it's got to be a big pot. You can't put it in a 12-inch pot. Some of his are 36-inch diameter pots, big ones, and he has more production. The key, of course, you've got to be careful of two things. One, anything in a container sometimes will dry out a little quicker, so you've got to continually water it. And this heat with no rain, you might even have to be watering it every day or so. No question about it. Okay. And always remember that anything in a pot like that, especially any plant that's susceptible to cold winter damage, is going to be more susceptible in a container because the ground is warmer. But in that pot, it's surrounded by cold air. It's not a very scientific way to explain it.
No, that makes sense.
But you have to watch out to protect those trees. Maybe wrap them, if you will, if we do have some really cold weather. But, oh, no, you can grow all those citrus, lemons, limes, grapefruit, if you will, in containers. They just have to be big containers.
Okay, give it room to breathe.
Well said, Jenna. Very good.
All right. We all need room to breathe. It's getting hot, okay? Give me some room.
Exactly.
Social distance forever.
There you go.
All right. 850-437-1620. We have some more texts coming in, but we got to take a quick break, so don't go anywhere. Hey, when we come back, let me just tell you, I wanted to share a little funny story with you, but
Let's
you got to stick
it.
Around. We'll be right back.
Okay, don't go anywhere.
You're listening to The Garden Line.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Paul with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
There are so many things in today's world fighting for your attention. As a business owner, how are you breaking through all the clutter and telling your business's unique story? Cue happy music! At ADX Digital, we are your online storytellers. We help bring brands just like yours to life. We help place your company's message into the devices and inboxes of your ideal customers through strategic and measurable marketing efforts. Yes, that's possible. And no, you don't have to figure it out alone.
Hey, it's Callie Scully, Digital Sales Director at ADX Digital. Myself and our team at ADX Digital would like to be your business partner when it comes to all things digital marketing. From social media, retargeting your website visitors, Google AdWords, OTT, and CTV, geofencing, Amazon Premium, and so much more. We can help you understand all these things and help you determine which of these opportunities will achieve your goals. Contact me today and let's get to know each other over the phone or even in person at your office or at our radio station. Visit ADXDigitalMarketing.com to learn more.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tea time's at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
The following message is sponsored by the Florida Department of Elder Affairs, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Sarah is 64 and loves to garden. Recently, her health insurance ran out, leaving her worried about more than just weeds. She called the Elder Helpline and spoke with a volunteer Shine counselor about her options. There, she received free, unbiased counseling on health insurance for those on Medicare. For more information or to volunteer, call 1-800-963-5337 or go to floridashine.org.
He knows the news. He considers the facts. He tells you what he thinks. Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
And certainly it's a weird year. So, you know, in creating your graduation speech, you might want to relate to that. But saying that, wearing masks and quarantining and contact tracing are all stupid and the government has been very stupid. It's not exactly what you were probably expecting if you show up to a graduation speech.
5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bye.
You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. I'm Jenna Barr. Mike Wiggins is in the house answering your calls, your questions. Again, 850-437-1620. One of our listeners had texted in when we were talking about plants in pots, citrus trees, fruits, vegetables. You know, it seems like their tomato plants were getting too hot.
Well, exactly. I was going to relay a story. I have a neighbor who grows tomato plants in pots. This guy's good. I mean, he is good. And he shares some of his tomatoes.
Hey.
But the point is, one, he has them in the sun. That's important. But he has been watering them during the dry period, sometimes twice a day. Twice a day. And he says he never waters the foliage.
Okay.
Always water it below. You know, it's like roses. Roses prefer that watering, you know, and not on the foliage.
Right.
It kind of creates disease and that type of thing. And with putting water on foliage in this heat can cause some problems also. Right. So water below if you can. Now, some people let their sprinkler system water those plants. Well, you know, so it goes. But if you have a choice and can water it below, water it in the morning, and check it late afternoon, because you may have to water them again. And a lot of that is a function of the size of the pot. Smaller the pot, the quicker it's going to dry out.
Okay.
Right.
So that's another good example. And Mike mentioned before off air, you know, you can always put them on your big pots on wheels.
Yes.
You can put it on a little mover. So then that way you can move it around in and out of the sun throughout or into the house when a hurricane comes to protect it or on your porch, whatever it is.
Exactly.
So it's a good reminder. You don't have to be the Hulk to move your citrus plant or your tomato plant. 850-437-1620. I said I had a funny story to share. It was more like a funny memory. I was thinking about how much I missed our listeners and missed being on the show. And so when we were on our trip, I looked and was like, when was the last time I was really like on the Garden Line? And I cracked up because it was the infamous armadillo episode.
Oh, man. Jenna, you opened that door again.
We'll never live it down because that's why I called you Possum at the beginning. And my kids still talk about it because they listened to that episode as well. And they just think it's the funniest thing. And armadillos are one of the scariest creatures. So,
it was so funny when that topic came up. It was just sort of an aside. And then the phones lit up with people with armadillo stories. It was
magic.
Funny.
Absolute magic.
We had a good time with that.
Yes, and I just appreciate every single one of you who adds into the show and calls, texts in. In fact, our good friend Catherine, she says, welcome back. Well, thank you so much. She shared this beautiful picture. I want to guess what kind of flower that is, but I'm always afraid. Looks like some type of lily, but I could be wrong. Or... no, I know what this is, and now it's not. I can hear it in the back of my brain, you know, but I can't get it. So I'll leave that up to Mike to see.
Yeah, during the break, I'll scoot over there and take a look at it.
Yes. Yeah. Also, we have another listener who texted in. Okay. Our listener says, I promised my little sister a garden after I finished college. Well, you're a good brother.
How about that?
Well, the time has come. Dum, dum, dum. What are some flowers or fruits that would grow easily enough for a 10-year-old to take care of? Oh, my goodness. Now you're just blowing my mind. So you're making this for a 10-year-old? I love this so much. So what are some fruits, flowers, things that are easy enough for a 10-year-old to take care of with some supervision, of course? She is in Texas in a 7-8 zone.
Well, we're in the 9 zone here, but she's in the 7-8 zone. That's a little cooler, which is good. So they can plant their vegetables a little later. So, boy, it's just an endless list. You know, a tomato plant, a pepper plant, plant some onions, something like that. Be sure to plant some cherry tomatoes because that way the 10-year-old can go out and pick them and eat them off the vine.
Yes.
That is so much fun. And something else you may want to consider, get a few herbs and put them in pots, or you can put them in the ground also. That way you can show them how you can pick the herbs, then head to the kitchen and do a little cooking.
Oh, yeah.
And show him or him or her, you know, how you can spice things up with
yes.
the herbs that you grow yourself. But the up in a zone 7 and 8 or in Texas, there's unlimited amount of things you can grow. Paint a watermelon. Ooh. That's fun to watch. Cucumbers. That would be fun.
Cucumbers are fun. Or beans.
Beans. Oh, absolutely. Plant some beans. No question. That would be great. You know, and once it gets hot, especially in Texas, it's going to get hot, even though it's in a lower zone than us, plant some okra. Okra is the best hot weather plant you can grow. It will produce and produce. Oh, it loves the heat. And so the possibilities are endless. However, I will say this, if you were doing that in Pensacola, and I'm going to assume the soil wherever they're living is the same, be sure to amend that soil with some peat moss and just a little bit of fertilizer. You don't have to have much. Something to make that soil a little more organic, something to make it hold water a little bit more. And then that is great, because I firmly believe and have always said that growing a vegetable garden is a great lesson for children, because they learn where their food comes from.
That's right.
And they learn how to nurture it and water it. And
yes.
And then they get out there and they can eat it. It's a fun exercise. And I applaud the person who texted us for that.
Yes, and please, Julian, please keep us updated with that. I love that. 850-437-1620. We're going to have to take a quick break in just a moment. But first, we have a caller on the line. I believe we have Alan from Pace. Good morning, Alan. What's your question?
Good morning. Yes, my name is Alan. What do you recommend for control of two-line spittle bugs in centipedes? I seem to have a huge crop of them.
I think you can use, are they in your lawn? Is that where they're bothering you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, a good generic insecticide. I think this time of year a granular is really good. There are a lot of them on the market. They're all... some of them are different chemicals. Many of them are the same chemicals. They just have it a different name. Just read the label and be sure it's a insecticide that is labeled for the insect spittle bugs. Be sure that's on the label, and go ahead and put it out and water it in. Now, what I would not do, Alan, is do it this week, because if we end up with 3 to 4 plus amount of rain coming in this weekend, you don't want that insecticide you put out to end up in the gutter. So buy it, hold on to it, but wait till this threat of a lot of rain has passed. But it really, so many insecticides are available in granular form, and that's exactly what I would use. The spittle bugs are one we talked about last week. That's one that's got a little orange stripe on the back. The books will tell you they do more damage on shrubs than they will in your lawn. So check, look at your shrubs. Be sure that you don't have a problem there, because you may need to spray them with a liquid insecticide to control the spittle bugs there. I quite honestly found that spittle bugs are not our worst varmint in Pensacola. They're very obvious. You see them, and sometimes you know they're there, Jenna, because it looks like somebody, we talked about this last week, somebody spit in your yard.
Oh, yes.
That's why they call it spittle bug.
That's right.
But I don't believe they're going to do the damage that you're going to find a little bit later on when we have our sod webworms and chinch bugs and mole crickets and all of those. Those do more damage, in my opinion, than the spittle bugs.
Excellent. All right. Hey, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back here on the Garden Line.
Just in time for your summer road trip. There's a new SUV in town at Feedmore Imports. The 2022 Volkswagen Taos is the latest model added to the Volkswagen lineup, and it's sure to be a welcome addition. This efficient, practical, and slightly smaller SUV provides performance along with style and affordability. Feedmore Imports has a sale price on the 2022 Taos S at $23,299. That's $23,299 for the brand new VW Taos S. And the lineup continues with the larger 2021 Tiguan S, priced from $25,299. And for the biggest SUV, the 21.5 Atlas S is now from $31,599. But for life-changing technology, test drive the ID4 EV, VW's all-electric SUV. It's just one of the newest SUVs from Volkswagen, now available at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but on New Warrington Road, just up the street from the home of the Blue Angels.
No price before tax title and dealer fee.
I'm Escambia County Sheriff's Office Public Information Officer Amber Southard. Join us tomorrow at 10 a.m. for ECSO News on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Your Escambia County Sheriff's Office will be discussing lots of topics, and we'd love for you to call in with questions or join us in our conversation.
You're listening to The Garden Line on News Radio 92.3. We still have some more questions coming in, but we do have to take a break and catch up into the newsroom. But please, 850-437-1620. Good morning, Mark. What's coming up
in
the news?
Good morning, Mark. How are you?
Good morning. Here's Fox News.
Biden has been at the EU's headquarters in Brussels.
It's overwhelming the interest of the United States of America to have a great relationship with NATO and with the EU.
The US and the EU say they've resolved a long-running dispute over subsidies for airplane manufacturers.
Fox's Simon Owen. The Biden administration stepping up efforts to fight domestic terrorism.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is laying out a plan that includes adding investigators and prosecutors to enhance the analysis of domestic terrorism and improve information sharing between local and federal law enforcement agencies.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Four women are dead, four other people are hurt in gunfire that broke out after an argument at a home in Chicago early this morning. America's listening to Fox News.
It's 9:31 at News Radio 92.3, AM 1620. It's 85 and partly sunny. I'm Mark Jacobs. A child taken to the hospital after being hit by a car this morning happened around 8 o'clock on Massachusetts Avenue. Channel 3 says the child's about a 9-year-old boy who was taken to the hospital by ambulance. No word on his condition. One person injured in an early morning shooting. Deputies called to Cedartown Road near Highway 95A. Around 1:45, Escambia County Sheriff's Office says one person was taken to the hospital. No details released on that person's name or condition. The call out for prospective public servants to sign up for work with Escambia County, a hiring fair Thursday with hundreds of positions.
The main focus will be focusing on recruiting for employees for ECAT and firefighter positions, but there are well over 300 open positions right now with the county.
Laura Cole with the Escambia County Media Relations says you can pre-register for Thursday's hiring fair through Career Source Escarosa. Now the WEAR weather forecast.
Good Tuesday. We're keeping air temperature highs in the lower 90s today, tomorrow, and Thursday with partly cloudy skies. We'll keep a few isolated chances for rain in the forecast for today and tomorrow, but we should be dry on Thursday. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting in the Channel 3 First Warning Weather Center.
85 in Pensacola, 87 in Gulf Breeze in Milton at 9:33. Our next news at 10 with breaking news anytime. I'm Mark Jacobs, News Radio 92.3, AM 1620.
I'm Jennifer Kashinka with Your Money Now. The Ever Given is no longer blocking the Suez Canal, but the crisis is far from over for companies forced to endure a protracted legal battle in hopes of recovering goods worth hundreds of millions of dollars that have been stuck on the impounded container ship for months. IKEA and Lenovo, among the companies with products stuck on the vessel that blocked the Suez Canal for 6 days in March, the companies don't expect a settlement for months, if not years. The Ever Given and its cargo are being held in the canal's lake during the legal battle. Good news for home builders and homeowners doing projects. Lumber prices are falling back to earth. Futures for July delivery are down 42% from the record highs set in early May. Futures have declined 14 of the past 15 trading days, and cash lumber prices are also crashing. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials down 127 at 34,266. The NASDAQ is down 50. The S&P 500 is off 7. That's Your Money Now.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's June very 15th, concerning and something that I'm confident that the sheriff and local law enforcement, both state and federal, will keep an eye on. But Outlaw Motorcycle Club is certainly nothing to laugh at. I know previously the FBI has arrested and prosecuted a club leader in another part of Florida for domestic terrorism and direct ties to the Erie Nation, which is a pretty significant white supremacy group.
And then carrying them for resale in the market in New Orleans. Walker, of course, declared his innocence, but Judge McSwain found the evidence strong. The punishment was to be the customary one for this offense, branding on the right hand of the letters SS for slave stealer. A crowd of about 50, alerted to this happening by stories in the Gazette, looked on rather coolly. Locally, Mr. or Captain Walker has been looked upon as a troublemaker, and his punishment was
Well, I think there's certainly some overlap there.
His punishment has been completed. He will go north, where he plans to write a book about his experiences in Pensacola. Well, who knows? This may be a bestseller and put Pensacola in a new light in the north.
You know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Listening to the Garden Line on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 850-437-1620. You hear Rockin' Robin, it's time to get rocking on those calls and those texts.
that means it's halftime.
That means it's halftime.
No doubt.
Hey, we had some questions coming in before. Everybody always wants to know what can they put on their lawns, what's safe. But you mentioned something that I didn't think about, the rain coming and washing things
into the street. Well, into the stormwater system.
Yes.
That's the last thing you want to do. Plus,
okay. You've
lost your money. I mean, in
That's
such
true.
A size that fertilizers are not inexpensive, and so you just don't want to do that. You want to water after you put a granular on there to get it down to where it's going to do some good, but just don't do it if it looks like we're going to have a, 3 to 4 inches of rain. You just don't
That's
want
true.
To do that.
That's
you,
true.
Exactly.
We want to save our money and save our storm system.
Right. And while we're talking about that, Jenna, just a quick note, because Alan, I think, was going to put some insecticide on his yard, which is probably the thing to do, which is the thing to do. But keep in mind, as we get into the latter part of June and 1st of July, that it is time to time to fertilize your St. Augustine again. It loves that midsummer. And now, what do you use? You can use a high nitrogen fertilizer. Remember, if all fertilizers have three numbers. If that number you're going to put on St. Augustine in the summer probably should have a first number in the 20s.
Okay.
There's 24, 4, 4. That's just another example. But in the 20s, I have had people, and we talked about this before, where have put a fertilizer that has 33-0-0 and no slow release to it. That's ammonium nitrate. Could be the best thing you ever did or the worst thing you ever did. I don't recommend it because you can really burn your yard with it. But the point is you really want to consider that midsummer fertilization of your St. Augustine. Now, how about centipede? What do you do about that? Well, centipede does not want that high nitrogen fertilizer midsummer. But if your centipede is, maybe the color is not quite what you want it to be, two things you can put on there. Ironite is good. That's a granular form of iron. Put the ironite on there. Or put some milorganite, which is a great organic fertilizer you can put on your lawn. I would not go to that high nitrogen on centipede. You can do the high nitrogen on your zoysia, but not on the centipede. And some centipedes, if it looks pretty good, I just let it go and just wait till the fall. It does not need the fertilization that St. Augustine and zoysia need. So,
okay.
Or Bermuda for that matter. But especially St. Augustine and zoysia need that little summer kick. Centipede does not, unless we've had a lot of rain or really no rain, and it just sort of doesn't have the color and you need to give it a little kick. That's what I would do.
Okay. Excellent. And we had one of our listeners text in and ask about, I always mess up this word, diatomaceous earth.
Diatomaceous earth.
I said it right. Yes. Okay.
No, yeah, that's what we talked about that.
Is that good for an insecticide?
That is it's for insects, for worms, mainly just for worms, because what it is, it's a... Oh, and some of our chemical experts listening can help me here. I'm going to say a crystal-like material where a worm crawls over the diatomaceous earth and does not survive the trip.
Oh.
let's put it that way. But it is one of the oldest organic insect controls for worms. Remember, on the market nowadays, well, I say nowadays, been on there for 20-something years, is that Bacillus thuringiensis. When you buy it, you look for the initials BT.
Yes.
That, too,
yes.
is a insecticide for worms that you can use on your vegetables. Always read the label on those things. But, yes, diatomaceous earth is one that's been around for a long, long time, and I think it's still around because it probably works.
Okay, so that's a safer one. Hey, also, we have a question coming in. What about fire ants on your lawn or popping up through the cracks of your patios?
Tough. That is so hard.
They're like Satan spawns that come up from the earth.
Why
was that a good idea to create those? I don't know.
Let me write that down. I like that, John. Good. That's a tough one. That is a tough one. Of course, a granular fire ant control is available. Some of the fire ant controls, like there was one called Amdro that was one you put on a mound, fire ant mound, and the workers took it to the queen. The queen died. The mound dissipated. However, quite frankly, in Pensacola, whenever you put those things on, whatever you use, be it a granular insecticide or a product like Amdro, the fire ant man will probably be gone, but many times it moves next door or out somewhere else in your yard.
Exactly.
They move, and so they're really hard to control. You've got to stay with it. I have known people that would use a product like the Amdro, which would be a longer-term solution, and then also put some insecticide on there, a granular insecticide, fire ant control, to kill it more immediately. A lot of people have, once again, some old wives' tales to take care of all of that, but they're hard to control, but you got to do it because they are dangerous, especially with children and animals.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
They some people are allergic to the fire ant
very
mites.
Much
so.
There's
no doubt about it. So we do need to control them.
Well, and the other thing is, too, is just a reminder that they kind of pop up here and there. So throughout the summer here, in the winter, we still have them. They kind of hibernate in the earth, like they're waiting to come and get us in the spring. But I don't have any bitterness towards fire ants, obviously. But remind people who come visit, remind your kids when they go outside to keep an eye out for them.
Absolutely.
I mean, out of nowhere the other day, just like walking the dog, they'll attack you because you're like, you don't realize that they come out of the dirt in the middle of the street.
Be careful with bare feet in this time of year in the yard. No
and
doubt,
like you
no
said, with the animals. Hey, 850-437-1620. I'm Jenna Barr with Mike Wiggins here on the Garden Line. If you have a question, please feel free to call in. In fact, we have Jack from Pensacola. Oh. Good morning, Jack. What's your question for Mike?
Jack, good morning to you.
Hey, Mike. Good morning. Go Noles.
You bet. How about that ladies' softball?
Hey, man, I was pulling for them all the way.
Oh,
yeah,
me too.
And
I'm so proud of them for what they may not have won it, but boy, you had to be proud. No doubt about it. It was a good day for the Seminoles.
It was. Good in front of a national audience.
You bet.
Hey, my big question is, I have laurel petalums as a hedge. And a couple of them have died, and the others aren't looking that great. The leaves are real super small, and but I can't figure out. You know, I started giving them more water, thinking that they were starving for more water, but that doesn't seem to be working. Is there a treatment like fertilizer to put around them that I could water in?
I would think so. So, Jack, I'll have to tell you. There's not that many plants like Loropetalum in Pensacola that I would almost label as bulletproof. They almost grow too fast. You have to prune them. It seems like you have to prune them every other day, which is, that's an exaggeration, but they do grow very, very fast. I would kind of defer to your comment about water. I think water would be very important. However, a little shrub fertilizer might be okay, too. I always like to use about a tight handful for every foot of height. 5 feet, put about five tight handfuls of fertilizer all the way around the drip line of that Loropetalum, and try that and extra water. Because I'll be honest with you, Jack, I have never really seen a lot of problems insofar as fungus or insects on Loropetalum, which takes us right back to cultural practices like water, fertilizer, that type of thing. Are they in the sun? Are they in the sun or the shade?
They're in probably 7 hours of sun.
Oh, that should be plenty. That should be plenty. Yeah, I would go with the water and the fertilizer and see what happens. You might also, how tall are they?
Right now they're right at 5 feet.
Yeah. You know what I might do too? I might bring them down a foot. Just kind of give them a little haircut, bring them down a foot, increase the water, a little fertilization. And of course, after you put that fertilizer on there, just water the devil out of it. Really, just I'd water it every day for a while. Get it down to the roots.
But it took a beating from the hurricane, you know.
Yes. Yes.
It just never really bounced back.
Right. Right.
And then a couple of them died. And in fact, they died. And I pulled them out by hand. You know, that's
sure.
how weak the root system was.
Yeah. Yeah, and maybe
soil was so sandy or what?
That could be. Maybe that wind just blew them and disturbed the roots. I'm kind of guessing on that one, but maybe that's what happened too. But it's a great plant. It's a great plant for color because it's red, and it's a real nice contrast to your green plants. And of course, loropetalum grow the tall. You've got the tall variety, but so many people are planting the dwarf variety, which is a low mounding loropetalum, which once again gives you some low color. So it's a great plant, Jack, and I would do my best to maybe nurse it back to health.
Okay. Well, hey, and then the last question on that is somebody suggested 13-13-13 fertilizer around them. Is that?
That's okay. That's okay. Oh, sure. But just don't overdo it. Don't overdo it. But I think 13-13-13 would be good, especially if that's a slow-release version of 13-13-13. It would be fine.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, thanks.
Hey, thanks, Jack. I appreciate it.
Jack, thank you so much for calling 850-437-1620. We have some more calls and texts coming in, but we got to take a quick break. Just hang in there. You're listening to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. We'll be right back here on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Climatech, heating and cooling is what we know. Call 857-4700.
The time of year is near when your home's air conditioning system will have to work its hardest. Unfortunately, some systems are going to fail and need to be replaced. Travis Thompson here with Climatech of Professional Air. Solving your air conditioning issues is what we do. If you happen to need a new system, we're going to give you something extra just for allowing us to serve you. If you purchase a new variable speed comfort system from us, we're going to give you a ductless mini split for free. All we ask is that you pay for installation. These systems are great for sunrooms, home offices, or mother-in-law suites. Check out ClimatechProAir.com for details. Climatech of Professional Air, your independently owned American Standard heating and air conditioning dealer.
Climatech.
Delicious Gulf seafood and the finest Mississippi catfish is what you'll get from David's Catfish House. Made to order with generous portions of southern sides. Voted best of the bay for 9 years running. For customer and staff safety and peace of mind, all Florida locations have recently installed the latest in medical-grade UV technology. This air sanitizing system is designed to actively kill mold, bacteria, and viruses in the air and on surfaces. Breathe safer and visit the place where southern and seafood meet. See you at David's, Pensacola, Milton, and Crestview.
Hurricane season is underway, and forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 will be here for you with up-to-the-minute weather, traffic, and news information. We'll preempt normal programming whenever we need to. And when the storm comes, you can count on Fraser Property and Adjusters to help you settle your claim on the storm damage you experience. Check them out at FraserAdjusters.com. That's Fraser Adjusters at FraserAdjusters.com.
More than 16,000 people follow us on Facebook for breaking news and information that matters to you. We're everywhere you are because we're local and we live here too. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Andrew McKay in the Pensacola Morning News.
Senator Broxton is probably the leading person of all of the potential to replace Matt Gaetz if Matt Gaetz winds up having to leave office.
5 till 9 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me. Oh, yeah.
You're listening to The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins. I'm Jenna Barr. We have a lot of calls and texts coming in. I'm going to try to get to all of them. You're all awake now. Thank you so much for joining us.
We may have to do a lightning round.
Right? Hey, first, let's get to Robin in Navarre. Good morning, Robin. You have a question about moles. Hopefully the moles coming out of the ground. Other things I don't think we can help with. What's going on? We have Robin. Are you there from Navarre? All right, well, we'll try her again in just a moment. However, we do have a lot of calls and texts coming in. It looks like we have Nathan from Gulf Breeze. Good morning, Nathan. What's your question? A banana plant. It's not producing. What's happening?
Well, keep in mind now, one thing about
bananas. Yeah, I don't know.
what's going on with that banana plant?
Well, it went through a pretty hard winter, so it pretty much died all the way down to the ground. But then it's come back really nicely this year, but it's not producing any bananas at all. It's supposed to produce the little small small bananas, I guess.
Right. It's always been my opinion, and I think this is what the literature will tell you, is that for a banana plant to produce, it's got to have 24 months of active growth. And if it dies back to the ground, as it will do in a freeze, then you've got to start that clock all over again. And hopefully the next winter, it'll go through the next winter without dying back. And then that season, you'll have some production. But if it died back, that's why you're not getting any bananas, because it takes more time than that to produce.
Hey, thank you so much for that call and for that question. Please keep us updated about your banana plant. Plus, if you can grow bananas here, that's pretty impressive.
I mean, listen,
teach me how. Teach me your ways there. Okay, right now we have Nancy from Pensacola on the phone. Good morning, Nancy. What's your question?
Good morning. We've been looking for a satsuma tree, which we can't find, but I'm looking at tangelo and tangerine and orange. Is there anything that's really one of those really similar to a satsuma?
Well, there's so many different types of citrus out there. So many people can plant, you know, they'll plant the satsuma mandarins. That's what it is.
Yes.
Really, it's a specific type of mandarin orange. So if you get another type of mandarin orange, that will work. A clementine, a tangerine, those are some that you could plant that are similar to a satsuma.
Uh-huh.
But I'm surprised you can't find that. I really am. Have you checked your local garden centers for that?
Yes, we're right here at one of my favorites. I don't know if I can name it or not.
Oh, of course you can.
Go
yes.
For it.
Which one is it?
Okay. Pensacola Seed and Garden.
Well, see, that's exactly what I was going to say. Go see Larry at Pensacola Seed and Garden. Surely he, if he doesn't have one, he could get one for you.
And if you don't stay local, Nancy, to call to some of the nurseries right over the border in Alabama. There, we have a ton in Alabama as well that you can call and see. So
well, we know they'll grow here because there is Satsuma, Alabama.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right.
But that Satsuma really is a type of mandarin orange. So you might research what else is available, as I say, clementines, tangerines, that type of thing. And I think you'll get what you want. But I bet you, if you talk, Larry, of course, is the owner of Pensacola Seed and Garden over on Mobile Highway. He could do it. You might also check with Werner Turf over on Creighton Road.
That's right.
They're a local business, and I know they have some business interests over in Alabama. They might be able to help you also. So that would be a couple places
great.
I would go.
Hey, Nancy,
okay,
thank you for
so
that.
Much.
Thank you, Nancy.
It.
Good luck.
And hey, just to mention, our friend Paul from Blue Sky Landscaping, he said Satsumas have been difficult to track down right now. So just
really?
Be patient. Yes. Hey, it's about 9:55 here. We have to take a quick break, but we did track down Robin from Navarre. Robin, what's your question? We'll answer it. You ask it. We'll answer it after we come back from our commercial.
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go right ahead, Robin.
Hi. I have a really nice yard, but we have a lot of moles, holes that keep popping up. We've had a company come out and treat them, and it didn't really work. He tried different things. We tried the little worm things that you put where they're coming out of, and that didn't really work either. And I just wanted to see if y'all had any suggestions or thoughts about that.
I do have a few suggestions and a few comments, but we're going to have to take a break. When we come back, we will answer that question.
Summer is here, and it's time for your favorite weekend activities. It all starts with a stop at Barnes Feed Store. Now it's the time to get your hands dirty planting your favorite flowers and vegetables in the garden. What will you grow this year? Barnes Feed Store has been helping gardens grow better for generations. You'll sure have the best-smelling backyard while grilling those burgers. Now you can get the big green egg and accessories at Barnes. Get your gardening, grilling, pet supplies, and so much more at Barnes Feed Store in Inslee on Old Palafox.
If you're tired of endless fingerprints and water spots on your stainless steel appliances, try Simple Coat, a non-toxic multi-purpose surface sealer that polishes stainless steel, removes and prevents fingerprints, and leaves a long-lasting glossy shine. Simple Coat can also be used on natural stone, decorative metals, hard plastics, and more to shield against stains and enhance the beauty of your home's surfaces. Find it online at simplecoat.com or locally at Pensacola Hardware, Bodacious in downtown Pensacola, and Pizzazz Home in Gulf Breeze.
If you're an attorney who struggles with the balance of managing your practice and practicing law, consider Lexicon as your number one pick. From client intake to billing and all that comes in between, Lexicon doesn't miss a thing. Our comprehensive solution combines best-in-class software and services to take care of your firm's most critical challenges, automating many of the tasks that take time out of your day. It's all about giving you more of your billable hours back. And who doesn't love more revenue? No more searching for practice management that works. Lexicon marks the spot. Visit lexiconservices.com to learn what Lexicon can do for you.
Captain Eric here with Southeast Air Shuttle. You've heard Andrew McKay talk about how easy it is to fly with me. We jump in the plane and go. There's no lines, no hassles, and no TSA. I'm an Air Force veteran, but I grew up in a Navy family, and the Blue Angels were always a part of my life, and watching them inspired me to become a pilot. And that's why Southeast Air Shuttle is proud to be a sponsor of the history of the Blue Angels. I may not fly the Super Hornet, but my Saratoga will get you where you want to be when you need to be there. It's flying the way it's supposed to be. Southeast Air Shuttle, veteran-owned, veteran-flown. Visit us at flysoutheast.com.
We're back here on the Garden Line. Let's talk some moles as we wrap up this week. We have a lot of texts that came in, and I just want to remind you, we didn't get to them this week. We will get to them next week. I promise you. One of our listeners, Catherine, she did say we were talking about getting rid of ants. She said apply dishwashing liquid soap to all of and any.
That's a good organic way to do it.
It is? Okay.
Very good. Good. Thank you, Catherine.
If you have anything for moles too, Catherine, let us know.
Okay. Let me give you the quick mole deal. Moles are tough. Moles are not eating your grass. Moles are after the insects. So the key to controlling the moles is to control the insects. Now, also, if you live, we said this last week, if you live near in a subdivision that is under a lot of houses under construction, or if you just live near a wooded area, you're going to have a worse problem with the moles. But use the insecticide, be it liquid or be it granular, to help control the insects, especially along the perimeter of your yard, along the fences. That's where you need to go. But that's the key to controlling moles, but it is tough. And just because you put that insecticide out, you may not get them all because there's so many other factors.
That's right. All right. Hey, friends, thank you for listening today. We have more questions to get to next week, so you'll have to tune in next Tuesday at 9 with Mike.
Okay. Jen, it's good to have you back, bud. It really is.